You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it's time for our Central Coast Business Wrap-Up. Mike Manchek, President and CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC. It's a nonprofit working to generate jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout Slo County. He joins us now with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Randall.
Mike, let's talk about this carpenteria company, Procore Technologies. Stephen Nellis with the Pacific Coast Business Times wrote about this. They're getting a huge chunk of change from the investors behind Yelp, LinkedIn, and Skype.
It's really quite a story. The company has grown 100% every year. It's gone from 12 employees to 100 and nearly doubling its office space. But it's gotten a large injection of capital from Silicon Valley. The company provides a cloud-based service for construction management. And what's exciting, it's really taking that feel to the next level by enabling people to have an iPad, if you will, on a job site. This is a good thing for the tri-counties. It provides high-paying jobs for a company that is profitable, it's growing, and it's planning to stay.
Your organization is part of an effort to get more solar panels on rooftops on the Central Coast. Talk a bit about that.
Yes, we are. We've partnered with, again this year, the Economic Vitality Corporation has partnered with the Community Environmental Council in Santa Barbara. They're experts and have run what's called Solarize. It's a group purchasing program for homeowners to get a discount to put a solar on their roofs. It's been very successful. Last year, the program was able to put 107 installations up on roofs. That's a lot of solar power.
And a lot of jobs.
The program created jobs. The contractors report buying trucks and being very successful at this. It's really a win-win for the economy, for the environment, and for job creation.
And there's a number of workshops that are coming up. We have the dates and times on our website and on your website. A company that's been around for 17 years, Physiomed in San Luis Obispo. People might know it in other countries, but locally, people haven't had an opportunity to use their products yet because they're waiting on FDA approval.
That's right. On the Central Coast, we have a lot of companies below the radar. Many people don't know they exist. This is a company I've worked with for several years. Very great company. It's exciting what they're doing. It's basically a product for back surgeries, and it helps prevent pain after back surgeries. The company has been having their product used in over 350,000 operations throughout 70 countries around the world, and they've applied for approvals from the FDA, which, you know, that typically comes after Europe approves products. And they're hoping by the end of this year they'll have this product available on the U.S. market. But again, it's nice that we have yet one more successful biotechnology, or in this case, medical device company.
Brings in more higher-paying jobs. New job numbers came out earlier this week for the Central Coast and all of California. And the Central Coast doing well. The jobless rate continues to go down, but then you read into the numbers.
That's right. So if you look carefully at the numbers, the overall trend of unemployment is going in a good direction. The unemployment rate keeps falling, which is very positive. The challenge, though, in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County, the highest percentage of job growth happens to be in areas that may not have the highest job compensation. So the pay scales in some of the industries, such as tourism and agriculture, they tend to be on the lower side. So again, it's good that the more jobs are being created. It's great that the unemployment rate is falling. But we have to also look at the kinds of jobs, the quality of the jobs, and the pay of those jobs.
Always terrific information. Mike Manchek, President and CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Randall.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.